From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns, but Secretary of State John Kerry tells them not to worry.
The change of an administration in the United States will not change the unwavering commitment of the United States to these ideals or to our NATO obligations.
John Kerry. The European Union's chief negotiator for Britain's exit from the bloc says an agreement must be in place by October 2018. Michel Barnier issued the timetable Tuesday in Brussels. He warned that Britain could not just cherry-pick what it likes about the European Union. He laid out four conditions for a final agreement, including acceptance of an EU single market and its four freedoms, among them freedom of movement among all peoples. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to ban the full-face veil worn by some Muslim women as a way to stop what she called parallel societies from developing in Germany. Ms. Merkel said she had just been reelected Tuesday as chairwoman of her Christian Democratic Union party when she said the burqa should be forbidden wherever legally possible. The Syrian government says it will reject any ceasefire agreement that allows rebels to stay in eastern Syria. The Syrian Foreign Ministry argues that such an agreement would just allow the rebels to regroup and then carry on their battle. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama said his administration's shift in the tactics of fighting terrorism from bearing the brunt of the battle to creating a multinational force that engages local governments should be credited for gains the United States has made against the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda terrorist networks. In his final major speech on national security, Mr. Obama praised the work done by various military units in the fight against terrorism, and he said terrorists are still a threat around the world.
Even as Al-Qaeda has been decimated in Afghanistan and Pakistan, the threat from terrorists metastasized in other parts of the Middle East and North Africa. And most dangerously, we saw the emergence of ISIL, the successor to Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which fights as both a terrorist network and an insurgency.
Mr. Obama spoke Tuesday at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. President-elect Donald Trump briefed the media Tuesday in the lobby of Trump Tower in New York City. He said he continues the vetting process for positions in his new administration. Trump says he wants to cancel an order for a new Air Force One, the plane on which U.S. presidents fly. The planes initially cost about $3 billion, but the costs have reportedly been rising. Trump announced Tuesday that Japanese telecommunications company SoftBank Group plans to invest $50 billion in the U.S. economy and that should add 50,000 new jobs. A transition team spokesman says Trump sold all of his stock holdings in June. That move could ease conflict of interest concerns. The International Criminal Court has begun its first trial against a senior member of the Ugandan Lord's Resistance Army. Lisa Bryant reports.
The trial against Dominic Ongwen took an unusual turn Monday. His defense team suggested he was not psychologically fit to stand trial. But presiding judge Bertram Schmidt rejected those claims, and Ongwen was asked whether he pleaded guilty.
I deny all these charges in respect to the war in northern Uganda.
Ongwen faces a record 70 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity against him at the Hague-based International Criminal Court. They include rape, murder, torture, pillaging, and enslavement during LRA attacks on camps of displaced people in northern Uganda between 2003 and 2004. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has been picked by President François Hollande to fill the post of Prime Minister. He succeeds Manuel Valls, who resigned Tuesday to seek the Socialist Party's nomination in next year's presidential election. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.